true comfort and peace of mind comes from doing things that are not comfortable so that you can grow. And there is a sense of pride that happens when you get uncomfortable every single day, where it actually creates this peace of mind at night where you get to sleep because you know you did hard things and you know you moved the needle forward and you know you didn't stay the same.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself, to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I am so glad you're here. Welcome to 2022. Not sure how your year started off. I hope that it started off with a bang. I hope that you feel absolutely amazing and ready to crush your goals. But maybe your new year started off like me, where you were sick and you don't feel incredible yet. And I will tell you that even as I'm recording this right now, all I'm saying to myself is, Lori, just show up. Consistency has always been your thing. It's been the thing that helps you win, even when you don't feel great. So here I am, you guys, being completely honest, telling you the start to my 2022 is not what my expectation was. And if I've learned one thing about success, it is that you just show up despite the expectation and you keep on going, because this is not how I imagined my new year starting, not feeling well at all in a new home with zero furniture. And I'm literally recording in a bedroom with a mattress on the floor because furniture is back ordered for like 3 or 4 months. And if you don't know our journey, Chris and I recently sold our home because we got offered a number on our house that we could not refuse, that we were so excited about. And while we are still so freaking excited, we are in a place in our life where furniture is delayed and we are definitely living up in the air right now. So trying to stay really positive in terms of remembering how excited we are about the opportunity that has been given us through selling our other home and now being able to live in two different places, which now we are going to be living in Arizona as our main home and California as our summer home. So we're so excited about that. But with that comes a lot of ups and downs and changes. And like I said, if you had expectations on how you wanted things to start and they aren't looking that way, then this is the very first intro to, I believe, reaching your dreams and goals, because it never looks how you think it is going to look. So this is just one great reminder for me to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. And I wrote down 3 reasons why you need to go for it, no matter how you're feeling, meaning you need to go for your big vision and your big dreams. If you're sitting in uncertainty right now, wondering if there's something that you should do with your life that's big. If you are somebody who maybe last year, you know that you had something pulling on your heart, but you did not do it and it's starting to eat at you, you need this podcast. The three reasons you need to go for your dreams. Number one, your comforts will never feel comfortable. So I want to break this down because the things that maybe you are trying to comfort yourself with right now are never ever going to actually feel comfortable, because true comfort comes from the uncomfortable, meaning true comfort and peace of mind comes from doing things that are not comfortable so that you can grow. And there is a sense of pride that happens when you get uncomfortable every single day, where it actually creates this peace of mind at night where you get to sleep because you know you did hard things and you know you moved the needle forward and you know you didn't stay the same. It's completely counterintuitive. And we also know that all of the good things in the world happen outside of your comfort zone. So I always try to remember this when maybe I'm, you know, not wanting to go do that thing or go take that big risk, that if I want to keep peace of mind, if I want to make sure that I feel good in my daily life, we have to do hard things every day. For some of us, this is just going to mean go get your workout in. For some of us, this is going to mean go have a tough conversation with a family or a friend, so that you can go find that peace of mind and know that you are dealing with the things as they come up in your life. Number two, the reason why you have to go for that thing is because you will continue to feel unfulfilled if you don't pursue something. If you don't actually look into creating a purpose, you will always have a deep underlying sense of unfulfillment. And unfulfillment doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go and chase down the biggest thing of your life. It doesn't mean that you have to go and immediately jump into that big vision, but it does mean that you need to start pursuing something that is going to help you grow. This could even be a garden. This could even be painting. This could be dance class. This could be a small side hustle. But you will always feel unfulfilled if you do not create. And I think that that is the point that I want to get across. That thing that you want to do, creation, whether it's, like I said, that dance class that you want to take, whether it's that trip that you want to take, whatever that looks like, you have to pursue it or you will have a deep sense of unfulfillment if you are not in the creation or pursuing process. Number three. If you do not pursue your dreams, your goals, or like I said in the last one, just go and create something with your life, you will most likely sabotage your relationships. You've probably seen this happening already in your life, in your relationships. If you are not taking the action in order to go and do the things that you want to do. And what do I mean by this? I mean that in the past, when I have not done the scary things or taken the actions that I needed to take or asked the people that I needed to ask how to do something, I noticed that I would start blaming different people in my life. I blamed my husband for different reasons why I couldn't. I would blame how I grew up for not having the education, for being able to go for what I wanted, even though I knew there was something that I could be doing that I was not doing. So I just want you to think right now, in your life, who are you blaming for not being able to go and do the thing that you want to do? And who and what are you blaming for not being able to go pursue your dream? And then I want you to really take some serious inventory and ask yourself, is there something that despite that person or circumstance, you could still be doing? This is where you have to get really real with yourself, because there is never anyone or anything that is actually keeping us from doing the thing. Yes, it could be an obstacle. Yes, they absolutely could be a roadblock, but could you still figure out a way to do it even without their support? The answer is always yes. Everyone before you has figured out a way to do it. And It just really is determined by if you want it bad enough and if you are willing to plan and if you are willing to go learn how to create a network and distance yourself from whatever that person or obstacle is. So these are the three reasons why you must pursue what you want to do this year is because your comforts will never, ever feel comfortable again if you don't do it. There'll be false comforts, right? Think about food. Think about alcohol. Think about Netflix. Those things will, yes, they'll somewhat comfort you, but there'll be a nagging eating at you behind them if you know that you're not going and doing the thing that you want to do. I know I've even taken vacation during times in my life when I'm not pursuing what I want and I can't even enjoy the vacation because I'm not doing the thing that I want to do. So if you ever want your comforts to feel comfortable again, you need to go pursue the thing. Number two, you'll continue to feel unfulfilled. It will be a deep feeling of unfulfillment until you pursue something. You don't even have to reach it. It's just about the pursuit and creating purpose in your life. And number three was you will most likely sabotage your relationships, knowing it's not their fault, but just wanting something to blame. So you guys, you can totally avoid all three of these things just by pursuing something, just by learning, just by taking the first step, just by going for it. So I'm sending you guys so much love. Thank you for hanging in there with me right now. Today is my day of just showing up. So I hope that this added value for you. I am so excited about 2022 and all that's going to come with this podcast. I absolutely cannot wait to meet you in person. Yes, you guys, I'm going to be doing a tour this year for Light Pink. And we will keep you posted on all of those areas and spots where you can come and join us for a live podcast and for Light Pink. It's going to be so incredibly amazing. Definitely share this podcast with anyone who needs it. And I'm sending you guys so much love. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.